While mercy still lingers, while Jesus is making intercession for us, let us make thorough work for eternity. Now, there's several concepts in here. She says, there's some of us that are pretend Christians that we're going to be lost. But also, once again, there's another indication of progression. It's going to begin at his sanctuary, and in Testimonies Volume 5, in the chapter dealing with the sealing, Sister White is clear that the sanctuary that's being discussed in the sealing time is the same sanctuary of Jerusalem in Ezekiel chapters 8 through 12 that's also discussing the very same sealing, and that the sanctuary is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The judgment is going to begin there, but also in connection with Ezekiel and this passage in Testimonies Volume 5, the judgment would begin with the ancient men. And I would suggest to you that probably the most direct symbolism of the ancient men is the leadership of the Adventist Church. When judgment passes to the living in Adventism will be judged, but more specifically, that judgment will begin with the leadership. And I would also say not necessarily just the leadership general conference president, so to speak, but these ancient men probably can be understood to be those that have had opportunity to receive the greatest light. So there would be people outside the general conference organization that have been Adventists their whole life that have had opportunity to understand light. They're going to be right there at the beginning of the judgment too, as I understand it. It begins with the ancient men, the men that have had the greatest responsibility, and our responsibility to the Lord is based upon the light that we've had, or at least the light we could have had if we would have availed ourselves from the opportunity. But once again, this is conveying the concept of within the Adventist Church itself that there's a progression from the ancient men down to the person that was just baptized into the Adventist Church recently, so to speak. There's a progression. But one other thing, concept I want you to see in this passage. She's obviously talking, using an example of someone that's alive because that is going to be lost in this passage. She says, you'll be weighed in the balances and found wanting. Grace, peace, and pardon will be withdrawn forever. She's talking about a specific example of a professed Christian that's going to be lost. Grace and pardon is withdrawn forever. Jesus will have passed by. Never again to come within the reach of your prayers and entreaties. This person is still alive. He still has the ability to pray and entreat the Lord, but the Lord isn't going to hear him. His probation is over, and he's still alive